In the morning, we're continuing Chayot Hilchos Shabbos, the Rabbanan Klal Yudalad, and we're starting Simen Zayin. So Simen Zayin talks about two points. The first point is really a continuation of everything we've said until now. This idea of a prior liquid being absorbed into something else and then being pressed out, being squeezed out. What's said is a half. So he gives two more examples of this idea where it would be relevant. One is bread absorbing a liquid. The person soaks his bread into wine. He then squeezes the bread out, the wine out of the bread. So we get involved in this argument which we had until now. Do we look at the wine? It became part of the bread. And then it's on a maisa schita. Or do you look at the wine maintains its status of being wine? And now you're taking a mashka out of the bread and you're involved in potentially malacha d'oraisa. Another example he gives is an example of a pasha shorbi yayin b'shar mashkin also the sochtoi. So you have bread which you soaked in wine, or in other types of mashkin. The chayyim says that's also to squeeze it out. The other example he gave before in Simon Vav was a case of meat which absorbed liquid. So similar to the case of bread, meat absorbed the liquid. If it had a status of a mashka going into the meat, it's going to be problematic to squeeze it out, to use the liquid. To squeeze it out, to discard it, we said is mutter. Squeeze it out, to use the liquid, it's going to be also. Now the chayyim moves on to a different point. The question, which is the following: a person wants to extract the liquid not by squeezing, but by sucking. A person wants to put the fruit next to their mouth and then suck the liquid, bite into the fruit, so he has access into the fruit, and then suck the liquid out. A person puts a wedge of orange by his mouth and sucks the liquid out of the orange. So is there an isser of doing schita with one's mouth? Does that fall under the umbrella of the malacha of schita? So there's an opinion which says that it's mutter, and there's three arguments why that's mutter. The Shibbol HaLeket is the Rishon which says it. He gives three arguments why this would be mutter. He says, number one, it's not derech schita bekach, so that doesn't go into the malacha of schita, because it's not the derech to do it like that. Number two, the isser is because you're creating, making something into a mashka. When it goes directly into one's mouth, that's not a mashka that people use as a mashka. A person needs to get a liquid. They don't squeeze it into their mouth and then spit it out and use it as a mashka. So if you'd want to get something which your purpose is to use it as a mashka, you would squeeze it out independently into some type of a keli, but not into one's mouth. Then the last argument that he says, which not not clear what he means, he says once it goes into the mouth, it has the status of an oichel, so it never really gets a chance to go from being an oichel to being a mashka. So that's the three reasons that he gives. So this is relevant not only to the case we're discussing now of kvashim and shlokas. This is relevant to sucking fruit. It says one allowed to suck fruit. So the Shibbol HaLeket says one is allowed to suck the liquid out of the fruit. And the Ramah brings this down in Siman Shin Chav, Sif Aleph. Then he says that even though that's true, that there's an opinion which says it's mutter, and he brings it lashon of the it's mutter. Then he says there's an opinion which is machmer, says that one cannot do that. He says there's some people which are machmer and say that you cannot do that by zaysim and remoinim. So in general, when we present two opinions, he presents one opinion as stam, and the second opinion as yesharmim. He's indicating that he feels that the main shita is the first one presented, the one which is presented as stam. He is mentioning a second shita. You should know that it exists. The Mishra comes out that there is malkum to machmer. Like this second shita by Zaysim and Anovim, which you're dealing with the Kutash Anovim, Lachad Araisa. one should be machmer. But the other types of fruits, one can be makel to suck it out with their mouth. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds that even according to this opinion, this is only if a person holds the fruit outside of their mouth and sucks, but if they put the fruit into their mouth, once it's inside one's mouth, you cannot give the status of the masha coming out inside one's mouth. The whole process is anything just is an act of achila. So that's derech achila, and that's going to be mutter. So that's what the remark we present for the more. So that's discussing a case of fruits. So what about a case of kvashim and shlokas? The person wants to do that, wants to soak the wine out of the bread. So we'll clarify that point more about the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.